Good morning, world. Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to another session of Prayer 2021 for today, which is May 10th. Praise the Lord. Today's scripture reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 14. Do not pray for this people. Do not offer any plea or petition for them, because I will not listen when they call to me in the time of their distress. Let's go to the Lord with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we understand that when times and life and culture and society turn against your word, that you will not hear the prayers of the unrighteous, those who willfully sin, those who willfully enact laws that go against your word. But we also thank you that it rains on the just and the unjust, that bad things sometimes happen to good people. We understand that our God still provides for us. Our God still hears our prayers. Our God still answers our prayers. And Father, as the society around us is going to hell in a handbasket, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for Jesus, who's made us children of the Most High God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus of all things. And we thank you that our prayers are answered, are heard, are provided for, because you love us and we love the Most High God and his only begotten Son, Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve. And we just thank you that we're not of the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. And we give you honor, glory, and praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, we've been studying about the prayer of petition. Yesterday, I shared you cannot go into the prayer of petition without knowing what you want to say and how you're going to say it. So today, we'll just take it up from there. You need to be spending time in God's Word. You need to do the research and the scripture study related to your situation. You need to have a list of scriptures in front of you that either directly reference your situation or at least indirectly can be applied to your situation. Knowing the Bible was written, 2,000 plus years ago, there are things in our life and in our culture that are still directly addressed in the Bible. That's why you can use scripture that could be applied to your situation. For example, we oppose slavery. Back in biblical days, slavery was a part of everyday life. It was wrong. It is still wrong. But we cannot pretend that it did not happen in this nation. We need to embrace the fact, embrace it, that it did happen, and then work to make sure that it does not happen anymore. We don't need to deny it. We don't need to remove it from the Bible or remove it from our history. But did you also know that you are a type of slave today? Or a better word would be indentured servant today. What do you mean by that, Brother Bob? Well, if you have a job, you work for an employer. You promise to obey the rules of the job. You promise to show up on time. You promise to do what you're told. And if you fail to do any of those things, you probably won't be working there anymore. You're not going to be taken out back and beaten and things like that. But there will be a penalty inflicted for failing to obey your quote-unquote master. One more example the Bible's very clear about. The borrower is a servant or a slave to the master, to the lender. If you think that's not so, stop making your car payment. Stop making your house payment. Stop paying your rent. Stop paying for your furniture. What do you think will soon happen? You'll find out real quick who you are truly working for. You still don't believe me? Well, try this next Monday morning. In actuality, I need to make a disclaimer here, okay? This is just an example that Brother Bob's using. I don't recommend that you actually do this, okay? But if you truly want to understand that you are a slave in this day, in this time, in this society, in this culture in which we live, then you can try this and see how it works. But I don't really recommend this. This is just a hypothetical example, okay? Go ahead and call your boss next Monday morning. Tell him or her, I've decided to take a 6-month sabbatical to get closer to the Lord. And I'll be staying home and relaxing and praying and studying the Bible for the next 6 months. And I'll call you back about 6 months or so when I'm ready to go back to work. What do you think your boss is going to say? Probably something to the effect of, you better get dressed and get your rear end down here right now or you're fired. Yeah, probably something to that effect, right? Now, if you are dependent on the income you are receiving from your job, you are a slave to that job and to that boss, your master. It's just as simple as that. I've used this example for our prayer of petition. Even though the Bible does not directly say, you shall serve your master in the XYZ company, it does reference obeying your masters in the flesh. Now, that brings us back to what I said about having your petition drawn up according to the Word of God. Then, find out what God has already done regarding your situation. If you need healing, look up those scriptures pertaining to healing. Present your petition. No matter what your situation may be, God has provided an answer for it. Amen? I want to pray for you right now that you understand the Bible applies to the day and time in which we live, which also means the answer the Bible provides for situations similar to ours today will also work today. Amen? Glory to God. Don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know the situations in my life. You know the situations in our life. You know the situations in this day and time in which we live. Doesn't matter what nation we're in, you know what's going on. This may not be a Christian nation. We may not live in a Christian society anymore, but we are still Christians, children of the Most High God. So, Father, we just trust in you to lead us and to guide us by your Holy Spirit every step of every day. And as we have needs that become evident and we start to work on a prayer of petition to present to the Most High God, we thank you that your Holy Spirit will lead us to the scriptures that give us the answer to specific situations that we may be facing this day. Father, we thank you that you hear our prayers. And if we know you hear our prayers, then we know, we can rest assuredly that we have the answers to the petitions that we present before you. And to you, Father, we give honor, glory, and all praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Shout amen, somebody. Glory to God. Do me a favor. Leave a comment down below. And share this post with your social media people. Folks, anything you can do to help us get the word out, we do appreciate. Amen. Jump over on iTunes. Leave us a rating and review there because this really does help us to grow. And be sure to visit our website, podcastsforchrist.com. If you have a Christian podcast, you're thinking of launching a Christian podcast. It has things on there that will help you get the word out. And that's our mission in life, to help you get the word out. Amen. All right, till next time, this is Pastor Bob reminding you again for 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, Living Bible, to always keep on praying. Be blessed, folks. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.